Hi, good afternoon. My name is Phil Millard and I'm the Head of Business Development at Chartered Developments. Thank you for listening to our recording today, and I'm going to cover a key business development skill. The one we're going to look at is ensuring that the whole decision-making unit is at the next appointment. It's important that you do this and you have all the relevant people that will influence the decision at the next meeting. Otherwise, it will minimize the opportunity of you converting that prospect into a profitable client. There are two key ways of doing this. The first is at the start of the first appointment. If you use an agenda which details what you're going to cover in the first appointment, and then covers that there's a need for a second appointment, and that at that second appointment you will cover the solutions that you are going to recommend and cover your fees, and that it is important at that meeting for them to invite the other members of their staff or company who will influence the decision. This allows you to discuss it at the beginning of the first appointment. Once that is in place, the second method is that throughout the first appointment, whenever you hit an area that is exciting or a hot spot for the client you're talking to, you reiterate the need for the other people to be at the next meeting so they can give their input as to how important that area is to the business. For example, say that you highlight a need for better management accounts, or that you highlight a need for some corporate legal services. And this, from the body language of your prospect, shows that he's, oh, that's interesting, that's really exciting. You'd come back with something along the lines of, I can see you find that interesting and it will have real impact on your business. I think it's important that we bring that out at the next meeting in front of your partner or the other key decision makers so we can get their feedback. Is that okay with you? By doing this, you constantly planting the seed that they need to be at the next meeting. It makes it normal. It makes it expected. And it's not as much of a shock as at the end of the first meeting when you say, you know, can I ensure that the other people are available? And they say, oh, no, just give it to me and I'll pass it on. So, as with most new skills, you need to practice that till you get it off pat and it becomes natural and easy to do. So please re-listen to this audio. And if you want any more details or you want to go into much more depth, please do call us and we will arrange a one-to-one discussion.